Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Bernardo Predichella, a research scientist engineering with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Predichella.
Glad to be here, Bruce.
As part of the 2016 Manitoba Spring Producer Meetings, you discussed the topic, Technologies to Improve the Barn Environment. Prairie Swine Center is involved in a project which is looking at capitalizing on the advantages associated with group sow housing. First of all, what are the advantages associated with group sow housing, and what's the significance of those advantages?
For this project, because the industry is now mandated to shift from the traditional stall system to group sow housing, and so in housing, in groups, the sow are able to move around, and they are able to express their thermoregulatory behavior, such as huddling. So our hypothesis here is because they're able to do that, then they can tolerate a lower temperature than that currently maintained in sow gestation barns. So in this project, we're looking at an alternative way of managing a temperature in the barn, and hopefully can also achieve some benefits from saving from heating energy consumption.
What strategies and what technologies are actually being examined and explored, and what are the time frames for this work?
So for this project, we're looking at this over the 2 or 3 year time period. One of the first things that we had to develop was what we called an operant mechanism, which designed to allow the sows to express their own preferred temperature in the barn or in the room that they're in. So basically, we utilized the existing supplemental heater in the room, but its operation is triggered by the sows itself. So basically, we put in a switch that's accessible to the sows that they can press when they feel cold. And at the same time, there's a small radiant heater just above where the switch is located, so that when the sow presses the switch, then they feel the warmth when this radiant heater is activated. But pressing the switch actually triggers the room heater, so it runs until the temperature in the room is raised by about 1 degree.
What have you found so far as a result of this work?
So we tried this in two rooms, station rooms. One room with about 40 cells in each room. One room is controlled like a typical gestation room with a preset temperature of 16.5 degrees, while in the other room we installed this operant mechanism. So the cells actually control the operation of the heater there. So whatever the resulting temperature that's maintained there is what we see as preferred by the sows. So overall, over the tests that we completed, the sow-controlled room, the temperature is about 5 degrees lower compared to the other room with the preset temperature. And that translates to about 7-8% reduction in energy use in that room.
What are the implications of these findings, and how are they expected to be applied on the farm?
Well, this is just one tool or one possible management option for pork producers now to manage their sow gestation barns, especially now that they're actually mandated to convert into a group sow housing. So with this alternative temperature management system, then they can convert the gestation barn to group sow housing, at the same time realize the benefits from energy saving.
What is the significance of these reductions in the use of heat energy in the barns from a financial perspective?
Well, that 7-8% reduction could be significant because, of course, the sow sow barns are depending on the size of the unit, then it could be a big contribution to the overall utility cost for the total operation. So a big reduction, 7-8%, could be a big savings in terms of the financial situation for the operation.
What follow-up is planned, and when is a final report expected?
As expected, because these are usually dealing with the heating system, so we can only run trials over the winter. So we've already completed two winters, so we're still planning to complete one more trial in the coming winter. So the final report is expected by next year. And as a follow-up, we're also looking at using this operant mechanism over the summer by hooking up mechanisms for mitigating heat stress for the sow. So this one will be, instead of for the winter, the sows are calling for more heat, then the alternative, the additional work that we're looking at is putting in heat mitigation measures so that when the sow feels warm or too hot, then they can call for these measures like sprinkling or misting or something like that.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Bernardo Predicala, a research scientist engineering with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.